Wise Speech, Persuasion, Timing, and Public Courage. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this session, we are looking at the wise woman of Tekoa and what she can teach us about wise speech before power. Her story is found in 2 Samuel 14. She was brought into a difficult political and relational situation and asked to speak before King David. While the context of her story is complex, one thing is clear. She knew how to speak carefully, courageously, and strategically in the presence of male authority. That matters for this course because many women do not struggle only with what they believe. They struggle with what happens to their voice when certain men are in the room. Some begin to panic and talk too much. Some become overly soft and indirect. Some get sharp because they feel intimidated. Some shrink and say almost nothing at all. But biblical confidence around men includes learning how to speak truthfully, calmly, and with timing. The wise woman of Tekoa did not enter carelessly. She understood that speech has weight. She understood that timing matters. She understood that words can either inflame a situation or open a door. This is part of female formation. A woman growing in confidence around men is not merely trying to become more talkative. She is becoming more governed. She is learning how to bring her mind, emotions, body, and words under wisdom. If you are a woman serving in ministry, this matters deeply. You may need to speak with male pastors, elders, ministry leaders, donors, co-workers, husbands, fathers, civic leaders, or people in positions of social strength. Your goal is not to overpower them, flatter them, or fear them. Your goal is to stand before God first and then speak from that center. Wise speech grows from inner order. This also applies in ordinary life. You may need to speak during conflict, misunderstanding, decision-making, or moments when you feel pressure. Wise speech is not manipulation. It is not verbal performance. It is not pretending weakness to gain control. It is disciplined, truthful communication shaped by courage, humility, and discernment. A confident woman learns to slow her mouth when her emotions speed up. She learns to ask, what is the real issue here? What needs to be said? What tone will serve truth? What timing will help rather than harm? She does not confuse immediate expression with wisdom. Not every feeling should become a speech. Not every thought needs to be spoken in the first moment it appears. This does not mean becoming passive. The wise woman of Tekoa was not passive. She was active, intentional, and brave. But her courage came with composure. That is a powerful combination for women in mixed settings. Composure is not coldness. It is steadiness. It is the ability to remain present without losing your center. For the organic Christian woman, speech is embodied stewardship. Your tone, pace, posture, facial expression, and word choice all communicate. All of life is ministry, including how you speak when you are nervous, when you are attracted, when you are under pressure, or when the room feels male-dominated. Becoming confident around men includes becoming trustworthy with words. What not to do. Do not ramble to manage your anxiety. Do not use excessive softness to avoid honesty. Do not become manipulative, dramatic, or flattering when you feel small. Do not assume that a louder voice equals a stronger voice. Do not surrender your clarity because someone in the room seems powerful. Instead, become the kind of woman who can pause, think, pray, and speak. A wise woman does not need to dominate a room to carry weight in it. She learns how to bring truth with dignity, and often that kind of speech is exactly what changes the room.